With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukraine's future concerning NATO at a security conference in Munich.
Several NATO allies have insisted that Ukraine and Europe must not be cut out of any peace negotiations after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled that he would hold talks soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte told reporters at the conference,
"So we have here at this moment almost the whole foreign policy team out of the U.S., so whenever Europeans are saying we want to be consulted, they are here."
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. has the power to stop Putin. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, debris flows brought on by one of the strongest atmospheric rivers in a season swept a car off a Southern California highway and into the ocean. It left roads submerged in sludge also. To the north, snow and ice causing major pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington. U.S. retail sales dropped sharply last month.
The Commerce Department report for January shows a drop of 0.9% from the previous month after 2 months of gains. Analysts say extraordinarily cold weather in much of the country and the wildfires in Los Angeles may have played a part. People put off purchasing big-ticket items like automobiles, furniture, and home and garden goods. And even online retail was down 1.9%. While employment data suggests the job market is still strong, the retail report comes on the heels of an uptick in inflation led by soaring prices for eggs. I'm Jennifer King.
Philadelphia Eagles fans perched in trees and atop ladders to get a glimpse of their Super Bowl champ Eagles. Screams and jeers broke out when MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts hoisted the Vince Lombardi trophy at the start of the team's victory parade through the city of brotherly love. The Dow dropping 105 points, the NASDAQ up 35. This is SRN News. More bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. Those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as based on biology. The bill, which Republican Governor Kay Ivey has promised to sign, will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action follows President Trump's executive order that there are only two sexes. This is SRN News. After an absence of several weeks, Apple and Google again offering the popular video sharing app TikTok.
U.S. lawmakers were concerned TikTok could be used by the Chinese government as a tool for spying and political manipulation, the accusations Beijing and TikTok repeatedly denied. Congress passed a law to have it banned unless its U.S. assets were sold, but President Trump signed an executive order to grant a 75-day extension to comply. According to Bloomberg News, the decision to resume its availability came after Apple and Google received assurances from the Trump administration that they would not be held liable and the ban wouldn't be enforced yet.
BBC's Marika Oy. The Navy says the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman was involved in a collision at the sea with a merchant vessel near Port Said, Egypt. The Navy says there were no injuries aboard the carrier and no damage to its propulsion systems. More details at SRNnews.com.